סימן שינחס סעיף זיין. חתיכס חרס, a piece of חרס שנשברו, that got broken בכל מקלי. He had a keli, and the keli broke, a part of the keli broke, and you have a piece of חרק. וראוי לחסס בקלי, it's ראוי to use that piece to cover something else. מותר לטלטלו, you're allowed to carry it in Shabbos, אפילו במוקם שאין כלים מצויים שם לחסוי סבו. Even that you're in a place, like in Rosh Hashanah, that in a moment you cannot use it, and you cannot even bring it to your house to use. But it's roi lechases bekelim, so it's not mukze. This halacha is really a hemshech to what we learned in Seif Vav, the Mishabur explains it. That the halacha is that even that a piece of stone that is roi lechases bekelim is mukze, but here, because this piece came from a keli that was roi, so it was meyuchad agav the keli, it was not mukze, so it has a shem keli in it, and it doesn't become mukze. This is the halacha. So we see again the seif, chatichas cheres, shenishbero bechoil mikli, veroi lechaseis bo kli, muta letaltelo, afilo bemokum shen keli mitzuyim shom lechaseis bo. Mishnebura explains. Chatichas cheres, ashulchanor choisi bikan levayr shtei dvorim deshaich lesif hakoidem. Really what we learned already in Seif Vav, but two chidushim are learned out in this Seif. Echo, the first one. The Mashanizkar Shom, what we learned, the Sagi v'mashi Hashem v'roi lechasis bo, that it's enough that it's roi to cover a keli. The Bir Halacha speaks a shimush, the same like was, or a different kind of shimush. Me'ani afilu b'mokim she'en mitzuyim kelim lechasoiso. It helps, even in the place that is no more kelim, there's no kelim in the moment to use this piece for. דהיינו בקאמליס או בשביל סורייבים כאן שנות לו לקנח במינולוי מתיצה for what he's picking it up. He can't take it away, but he wants to wipe his shoe from cement in a case in the way that you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. והטעם, why it's mutter? The cave on the איקה תרסקלי עדיין על השבר בחוצר. If the shever would be, if this broken piece would be in the chotzer, would be useful to cover kelim. גם בשביל סורייבים אין שם מוקצה עלי. It's not hard on the שם מוקצה. שייניס, the second chiddush we'll be learning here, what we'll see later, the imzor kol ha'ashpa mibayit yoyim, if you threw it to the garbage from day, shuv, shemukta aleha ve'osu letaltala. So this halacha is that this thing that nishbura b'chol, the mishabur explains to kodala v'zbeitz, v'hu ha'din shenishbura b'shabes, k'me shekosu b'siivoyim, it doesn't become mukta, le nokat b'chol mishum sfeife, the daf kol ha'ashpa mibayit yoyim, but imzor kol b'shabes shore letaltala, afuru k'shenishbura b'yit yoyim, כיוון שבן השמושס היה עדיין על השבר תרס כלי. שבור says, even if it breaks weekday, you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. So why it says weekday? For the safer, that if you threw it to the garbage, it's oiskeli, you will learn later. It's only if you threw it b'choil. So again, the halacha is if it broke from a keli and it's roi l'shimush, it's not mukze. And it says in choil, b'hu adin b'shabbos. And why b'choil in a way, it's a least chidush? Because in Shabbos could be it's a shayla for noilat. Became a new keli. And the other way you could say the opposite, that in Shabbos is a smaller chiddush, because it's already was not his katzoy ben hashmoshe, so it stays not mukze. But she'ing, if it broke b'chol, it already was not roi, could be it will become mukze. Anyways, this is the halacha that we learned in this seif. Now, it's meduik in the Mishnah Berurah, afilu b'mokum she'en keli mitzuyim kegoin b'rishus rabim or b'karmelis. But if in all of the country has no kelim to cover, for sure it's mukze. It's ein roi lechasis. More from that. It's really a gemara in Shabbos, Kufchav Gimel. The gemara in Shabbos speaks about machat. We'll see that Shechno brings it down later. A needle that broke, the head broke, but it's roi yet to use it to take out needles. Even so, it's mukze because a person throws it to the garbage. So it's mashma, that if no one keeps it, it's mukze. So what would be in our days, the place can speak out. You have a shever keli. No one uses it today. In the old days, people were poor. I'll give an example. I have a china cup and the handle breaks. People throw it. It's roi l'shimush. But everyone throws it. If we pass in the halacha of machat, it would have to be mukze here. And this is what most place can hold. Is a Rashbo, is a Mashmo, it's not like that, that the Halacha of Machat is only if it broke Erev Shabbos, so it lost the Chashivus already. But that's the Iker Halacha. Reb Nissim Karelitzstein is it's only if it's Mitzat Atzmi people throw it, because it's Taken at Roi. But if it's not Mitzat Atzmi, just because we're rich, it's not considered that it loses the shame. The poskim we spoke with in Sivov have a big machlekes and packages, crisp packages, bamba packages, milk bags, plastic bottles. If we say that it's not roi for some nothing, you're right, it's roi l'shimush. But if we said pshat that it has to be that people keep it for that, it's not roi for nothing. Or we'll say no. It doesn't make a difference that people don't keep it, but it's really a keli, it's not a shever keli. So it's better. So it will not be muktzah. Shemazaman Ayabach assumes that it's muktzah. Shemeshavitz kilchos and murbar choven tikunim and miluim. Reb Nissim Karelis in Chutashoni, Chele Gimel, wants to be matir. Says it's not called muktzah, it's a keli. The same shaila is on chat pa'ami kelim, disposable kelim, paper goods, cups, spoons, plates. People don't use them after it. Maybe cups people wash. Also bottles, you have to know if the little kids keep the bottles and they fill them up. For sure it's not muktzah. But this is the first halacha here. V'imzolko la'ashma v'odiyoyim, osu letaltalo, kevon shebotlo miyoysayt kli. But if you threw it in the garbage, so it lost the shame keli. If a person throws the whole keli to the garbage, it's a shaila. But if he throws a shever or even paper goods in the garbage, for sure it becomes like something that doesn't have no shaykhis and becomes like muktzeh machmas gufoy and it's muktzeh gomu. And the Ramo adds, "Afilu chazi la'anim, even if it's word for poor people, afilu ochi. Hoil v'iktzinu abaylim shaloi af al pi shemashirim, the muktzeh l'osha and muktzeh l'onik mo yishizbaya." But then it becomes muktzeh. The Mishnah Berurah. משום דאס עין וכיוון מיקור יסק לגומר עדיין תרסקלי עליה כל שירוי לשום הלוכה נעד השולחן אורך אז ממשיך ודווקא before מומר הסופר so if you threw it to the garbage in בו ידיים it loses the same חשיבוס בירה לוכה has two ספקס what would be if you didn't throw it to the garbage you put it מאחורי הדלס you have to have a throwing it to the אשפו ממש it's enough מאחורי הדלס Another suffix with Aloch is Mesupik. What if someone finds something in Shabbos? He's Mesupik if a person threw it before Shabbos, after Shabbos, in Shabbos. What is the Aloch? He's more mitzadet to be makel. The Shulchan Aruch is Mamshir V'davko Chatichas Cheres Mishum De'asim Mishever Kli. Aval Dovo She'en B'Shaychus Kli. Something that has no connections to a keli. Kigoin. For example, Tzroiras, piece of stones, piece of mud, or Avonim, Aval B'Shiruim Lechaz Bo'em Keli Osu V'Taltano. V'chol Dovo שאינו כלי כלל עושו לטלטלה אפילו לצור גוף או כל שכן לצור מקוים אז לא יצא את הקאריאס משנבור הסיפקות למדלת שאין בו שייכס כגוין השושי של ברזל וטבל וכן פקס כיוון שאינו כלי עושו לטלטלה אפילו לצור גוף כגוין you want to use it לתקוע איזה מוקים בריח לדלס to stop the door או ליסמו באיזה דף שאיש קבול or you want to put on a piece of wood to lay on it it's also אם לא שיעשה בקצת מייסה תיקון קדם השבס להכיר שם להשתמש בו something that is מוקצה מחמס גופו דהיין that is not a שם קלי and you want to use it you have to do a מייסה that מכיר you want to use it for שבס או שיח מרב שבס לאילום להשתמש but then it's also good but if not he was not מייחד לאילום so then it doesn't help he has to make a little bit פעולה כמו שיזבר לכמון בסיב חוב בית רוסי בשעסת חק maybe if קלים שאוים נים לכך It's enough a yichud for one Shabbos. Of a pashtus with silei mashma and a mishabur like a stone, you can't be miyachid to move a stone on Shabbos. Mishabur is mamshich. The rabbim nichsholim b'zem. B'ez Hashem sifchof beiz we'll see the protim. Psilo, ovik, nikres kli, even if it's not mamish a kli, but people use it to light, it's also as a shem keili. Ve'afilu nidlik l'ktad meno b'Shabbos, sh'ovro, Also, Kozman, you could use it. It has a Shem Keli. It's not a Shem. It's not a Eitzim Vavonim. But why Shabbos Shavu not this Shabbos? Because then it's a Bosis and Shabbos. Zuktz v'chol miktzosi. Oy v'chol v'dino kiklishim elachti leisor shemutar talta etzor gufay mekoyimay. The psilo becomes like a kli, but it's made for fire, so it's klishim elachti leisor. Aval shivrei psilo shenim oyvnim eladloke b'neir areim ketzoyres v'avonim she'osu letalta mafil etzor gufay mekoyimay. וכן נר שולם, הקנדו, של שייבו, של חילת, ואפילו נדלקו כמו בכל בשבס, כל שידיים ראוי או להדלוק המקרה כלי שמלאכת לאיסו. You מייחד, a candle, it's called a כלי, not only a base kibble, not only food, it's also considered a כלי שמלאכת. ומכאן, ומה מוגלה בפומדה מינשה, ומותר לטלטן על שולם של חילה ושל שי ושל טיפוס את הנר, one reason you're allowed to, או ליטנו לעין היהודי שידליקנו לעצמו, וטוימן, because it has a din שכלי שמלכתי לאיסו, שמותר לטלטן לכל שמלכתי לאיסו, או כשצורך למקוימה של הכלי, או כשצורך הישראל לגופה של מקוימה, but stand for a goy, also לטלטן לוי, שאין לו שם כלי כלל, ולכל זה להכילו ולטשפש, מחלי כסף עצרוי, if you're allowed to move a nerve, a candle, not לצורך גוף המקוימוי. אז הדין שכלי שמלכתי לאיסור, or it's worse. We have to know, a keli you're allowed to, food you're allowed to, these things, it's, why it's not called a keli? It's מלאכס קילוי. לא שאתה משתמו, because אין אימן לשתשמיש. אייס אימן תלאי, but it's מלאכס קילוי. This brings us really to a big shaila. Matches, I saw in Sefer Be'er Elio. In Chesion, we see that Pekah Shel Eitzim is only Miyuchad L'Sreifa. Matches is Klishim Alachti L'Yisur in Shabbos, and it's a Guf and Mekoyim are you allowed to, or it's not Klishim Alachti L'Yisur, and merely you're not be allowed to. It's a big shayla. We'll go weiter. Se'if Ches, Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos, all the Kelim that you could move in Shabbos, Dolta Seyim Shenispalku Mehem Mutorim. Nitolim. Ben is parku b'chol, ben is parku b'shabbos. You have small little things that you're allowed to move them in Shabbos and the door fell, you're allowed to fix it in Shabbos. Because it's metalto. Shemu explains. Ben is parku b'chol, pirush. V'le mi ben is parku b'shabbos, the muto. The muchonim agav avim, ke'al shabbosim. Ela afilu b'chol muto. Shum da'akati kliu, sheroi li ischaber in hakeli. Ve'al kein muto letal afilu mechama lesel. Afilu k'she'inom ra'uim, le'meloch ha'acher eskla. What the Mishnah Berurah learns? That the heter is the achat ekliu sheroi liyischaber lekli godl. B'meile it's not mukse. So I want to read slowly the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Hei. Ben nisparku b'chol pirush v'lei miboy nisparku b'shabes the muto. The muchonim am al gav avonim. Al gav aviyam. Ki al shabbat. They're already was a yichud and he's planning to move it. אלא אפילו נספרקו בחויל, איזה לארצו, משום דעקתי כלי הוא שרוי להסחבר עם הכלי, ועל גדמותו לטלטו לאפילו מחמר לצייל, ואפילו כשאין רואים למלוך האחר אז כלל. Because it's רוי, it's coming from a keli, and the mele, and it's planning to put it back together, and that keli you're allowed to move מחמר לצייל, so this also you're allowed to move. Even שאין רוי למלוך האחר, even that now it's like, איזה מעבוד אם it's not רוי to know מלוך. Even so, because it came from a keli, you're allowed. This is the first chelik. And dover a metaltel. Teva v'shida the metaltelim and the door goes off, you're allowed to move it in Shabbos. Why? Because the av was metaltel, the keli that it came, you're allowed to be metaltel it. You're allowed to be metaltel it. Meshabura finishes, Afiluk Shain Roil Meloch Achers, even if now it's not Roil Meloch Achers, it's the Prima Godi. Why was Meduik? Shulchan Aruch, he never mentioned it has to be Roil Meloch. And here we have the very, very strong question. So if Zion we said Shever Kli is Muter only if it's Roil Meloch. And now we say Daltus is Muter even if it's not Roil Meloch. This is the Sphere. So the Prima Godi wants to say the follows. He wants to say like this. And see if Zion, it's Chatichas, broke from a keli. If it's Roi Lemeloch, it's a keli. If not, not. Here it's Oymet to go back to the original. So for sure it's a keli. Mele, it hasn't been keli. So Mele, it doesn't have to be Roi now to Tashmish. Shever Kli now, it has to done it's an atmer. If it's Roi Lemeloch, it's a keli. If not, not, it's a Shever Cheres. But a Kli. This is a Shever Kli. But a dover metalton and the door went off, and the door is not mukta because of oimel lechabroi, so it has a din even if it's not roi. The fitness aloha, they wanted to say, a person has a shirt and a button fell off. In a way, there's no chash shema yitfer. He's allowed to carry the button or not? Lefidim mishnebura, avada is allowed? Lefidim mishnebura, avada is allowed? It's not mukta. But Shlomazaman Oyerbach wants to say, and brings down a shita le'aran and rimel unil, that no, both of them have to have a tashmish. Saif Zayin, Saif Siv Ches. So if a button fell down, you're not allowed to move the button again. And Siv Zayin, we have Shivri Kelim. Has to be Roy Le Tashmish. Here we have Dalto is, we don't have to have Roy Latashmish, but Dukin Shulchan Aruch. So what we want to answer, Kli that broke, you're not planning to fix it together, but only if it's Roy Lashimush, it's a Keli. Masha'eng and Dalto, if you're going to put them together, they have a Shem Keli, even if they're not Roy Ket El Shimush. This is Be'etzem, the Ikara Aloch and the Ikara Chiluk. This is best in the Iker Aloch and the Iker Achiluk. The male of the Aloch is the following, a button that fell, the Iker Adin, you're allowed to pick it up, for Yom Shem Zaman, he says, Roy Le'achmir. A person has a chair and the handles went out, even if he cannot use them, Ichlal, if you're the Mishnah Boy, you can put them back. Same thing, a handle, the toilet from the cover of the toilet, a handle of a little closet, all of these are Dvorim Shem Metaltelim, and Nishba Mehem Shabbos, the Dovor carries on to be Metaltel in Shabbos, and there's no problem with Mukhtse. I saw in the Ruch HaShabbos, two Shainas Fekas, he's Mistapek, and the Orev Ovin, the Miluim. He says the following, one Sofek he has, if it's only B'mokim Shiyachal Achziroi Me'atmoi, or even if you have to have an Umar to put it back, also it doesn't lose a Shem Mukhtse. Again, Dafka, if it's Mitzal Atmoi, you can put it together so it doesn't lose the aimer. We said in the second halacha, even if you cannot use it, has Hashem keli because it's oimer liyischaber, has to be oimer liyischaber the uman, or even if it's oimer liyischaber the is poshut is enough. Another suffix they have and they want to bring down machlekes rishonim. What would be if the teva broke? So when the kli broke in the shever is roil tashmish, it's okay. But in teva we said the kli doesn't have to be roil tashmish. It has a chshivas agav avir. What would be if the kli himself broke and you can't move that clean now, so you could move the sheva clean or not? Any of the abedasa tesis, any of the abedasa tesis. This is the first chelik. Now the Mishnah Berurah says because of the daltas akeli the mikisi keli chashuim aber the daltas abayis hachaloyis aber bishurim le'ezu tashmish ככלי חשוב, וכל מוקם קיימא שיוכלו לקח אוסו בטלטול. זה מסתום הוריד במשחה ברום הבית, ולכן אוסו בנספר כמו בכל בן בשבס. If not, אני מוזמי יחד עם סוף הדת, אז אוסו בן בכל בן בשבס. ודעת השלול תרנגולים, כי דעת על הבית חשוב, ונעיר איסו טלטול. So what do Mishnah Berurah say? That this heter is only in metaltelim, but in mechuber is no heter. In mechuber is no heter. And mechuber is no heter. But the guy in metaltelim, we see take, we see ein echanami. So the halacha is lemaise. The person has the time the tourist falls, he cannot move it to Shabbos as mukze. If he has the cover of the trees, the blind falls, as mukze, he cannot move it. Why? It's mukze mamas gufa. Mukze mamas gufa. Shemurim amshich. Because of that, Kosam Avram, Kelim, a muktzim shenishburu b'Shabbos, a person has a keli that is muktzim in Shabbos. Avagav the achshav eino muktzim, it became less muktzim, asurim. Rasulaymar, shayom muktzim armas chisor kis, shenishburu shuv in mak b'shul elas b'shum eloch etash b'shacher. It's mutar v'etz asur. Zog dem mishnebu, it's asur. I want to read inside. Now it's not Muktzim. Asurim stays also like the father. Or to Leima. Shoyo Muktzim Amos Chuson Kis. Shenishbur Hashuv Ein Mag Bishul Asoy Soy Shum Dash Bishachar. It doesn't matter. It's only a piece of Cheres. Im Ken Achshav Ein Muktzim. Chai Gavna Afilu Ochi. So was Mukta Mahmoud Kis and broke, stays the same Mukta. The base of the old brings down the suffering from Brimagodim, and every Klish Melachti Leisul that broke, and the Heter is not Oymel Melachti Leisul. What is the halacha then? The Heter is not Oymel Melachti Leisul. What would be the halacha b'chai gavne? What would be the halacha b'chai gavne? The haino. The kli l'moshe was a pot. He was about to cook in the pot. It broke the little pieces. He could be mechasa by kli heter. you're only allowed to move it like the original, or you're allowed to even mechamer itself. Primogodim is mesupik in it. Mishba says, oh, sekodin tisvov. Sekodin yudalit, tisayah. And this is the shayla. Chulah, this is a big shayla. What if the Klishma Nachman Yisrael that broke? If you're allowed to move it like the Klishma Nachman Yisrael, you're allowed to move it even more than that mechamer itself. That your rabbi says, only like the original. Only like the original. And the Rambam is mashma not like that. That the heter, avada, even without that, you're allowed to. Now, in Lefi, the first shall be answering that taka in echnami, it's only also Lefi, the gdolim, kishmach, liyisu. Second, malach, we say, no, it's also every time. I'm sorry, it's mutter every time. Kishmach, liyisu is mutter. If it broke. And it's as they may do it in the Bura Locha Dibra Masri Kigon Shivri Arevo. Loshna Rambam. It brings down. Shivri Tanu Muto Tazu Varem Kikola Kelim Shivlachtum Leheto. It's mashman that it's Muto. So I the Bura, so again, so we have a Machlekes. Some are Matir and some are Osrim Klish Melachti Leisro that broke to use the Chalokim. Some are Osrim and some Yashmatirim. Now I want to ask you a shayl. What are we saying? What are we saying? That Klish Melachti Leisro, that now Klish Leheto Yesh Oisrim Yesh Matirim. So why Mishabura says and Mukta Hosan Kis, and now it's Nachas Hosan Kis, you're not allowed to move it? The answer is this: Mukta Hosan Kis, it's Mukta Be'etzem. Mashen Klish Melachti Leisro is not Mukta Be'etzem. So far it's not Mukta Be'etzem, the Mele here, the Mishabura is going back and forth to find a Teirim, not to go with the Shittas that it's Taki Osu, and it's only Mutta the Teir Gufa Yemekoyme. Seif Tes. Deles shel sheda teva migdal. A person has like a small closet and he has a door. Yecholim litlo mehem. He's allowed to take off that door in Shabbos, but also lachziro. He's not allowed to put it back. Gzeiro shemo yitka. He will come to bang it strongly back. But shelul shel tarnegolim. Asur ben litel ben lachzir. Like a farm. And he has a lul shel tarnegolim, he's not allowed to take off the door and not to put it back. The cave in the mechuba lekarka is bo binyan vestire, because it's connected to the floor, has a aloche of isur binyan vestire. The Mishneh Berurah explains, sivkot lamedvav, levat litlo. The Mishneh Berurah starts on the first case. And I want to know, in this seif, a lot of aloches in Shabbos come out from this seif. So we'll try maybe a little bit to go through the halachas of this seif. Deles, again, shall shade a teva migdol. It's like a small closet. Yecholim litlomem. You're allowed to take off the door. Why are you allowed to take off the door in Shabbos? The Mishabur of Saints. The ain binyan vestira bekelim. There's no binyan vestira bekelim. Even that in the next seif, Kotnu will see that some shittas hold that begvure vechoska is a binyan vestira bekelim. But to take off is ain't be a mistira bekelim in the shayla why. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Simen Shin Yud Gimel Sivkot Mechav Beis and the Chazanish and Simen Nun Sivkot Niyut say to take off you're allowed to, even when it's connected, it's very strongly connected, you're allowed to take off the door. Some say that the heter here is only when it's rofui, it's like in a hinge. You take it off, you slide it off, but if it's very connected, strong, you're not allowed to. We have to know, really, the first sheet of why you're allowed to. L'chue, if something is very strong, l'chue, is a binyan v'stira b'keilim b'chai gavne. B'shnebura says in here, ain't binyan v'stira b'keilim. See later in Shin Yudalet, Seif Aleph, Shin Yudalet, Seif Zayin, if it's a machlekes, if yesh binyan v'stira b'keilim, ain't binyan v'stira b'keilim. But here, anyway, to take off, the B'shnebura says there's no problem. So if you have like a little small ketad closet, you're allowed to take off the door. Shema yitka, beyosad of a masmer bechosko. Rechai mishum maki bepatish, daave ligmar melocha. Veyeshem deyesh gam bekeili mishum boine. Heichadu oisar de tkiyadu maise roman. Very strong is also boine bekeili. This is what the Mishneh Berurah says. So even if you put it down softly, is also gzeira shema yitka. And what would be if, for example, we have our hitches that is nothing well to be taken care of, it just slides on. The Mishtabue later on in Simen Shin Yud Gimel Sifkot Lamed Cheses Vafilim Bitzirim Shalonu Sheosu Shemo Yire Sheatzir Eino Tekuya Yofa Veyechaber Oysa Bemasmeirim. He will connect it with nails. So the Poskim clear the Mishnah Alochef and the Primegodim, what a be for a Moshele Keter closet, a small Keter closet doesn't have Arbo himself, then has a Din Mechubo, but doesn't have Arbo himself. So you're allowed to put on the door. We said, no. But the hitches there are not made with screws and nails. It's like one piece. Whether the whole thing is broken or not, maybe there you'll be allowed to put it back. You have to know. Maybe there you have to know that the Metzius is sometimes it mamish clicks very strong. Maybe it's called the Chosko Be'umnus. But this is the first halacha. But Shelul Shel Tarnegoilim, Ubinyan Ha'osi Le'Tarnegoilim, a house that is made for chickens, the cave and the mechuba lekarka, and mechay mishum boine. And again, gam achaloynes also lito leachzu, the mechuborim hem. Vafir al deinu yehudi also, mishum shvus lekamal besimen shin yud gimel. Isbe. Tzorch lema da alul da oche mairi, kegoin shebno mitchilo be mechuba lekarka, that he built it connected to the floor. The imoyo mitchilo kli bifne atzmoi, elo shechibu achar kach lekarka, if it was loose and it connected to the floor, dinik mishizbar besif yud, bekli ha mechuba lekarka, betit. Can you call it the 7th Shabbos? Aval b'primegodim, and this is what is the ikara halacha that we're really handling now. Kosa, the shiny osom du kisi be'alme. We'll learn later to cover a boil, a pit, and Shabbos. You're allowed to in different cases. Aval ocher v'yesh tzir le'adeles chomir tfei. Ve'afilu k'shesh be'isachize le'adeles osur ayin shom. It's connected with hitches. You're not allowed to. So this is the halacha, really. You're not allowed to take off a window or a door in a house. And if it went off, it's muktzeh. It's an issue to take it off. The same thing, you have the screens and they fall off, you're not allowed to put them back. Even the deer is really not so much connected with a hinge. But also, it's also to put it back. It doesn't have a hacker to take it off and on. Declare what would be doors that are made in a way that the whole time they fall out, some want to say maybe it's different. But I want to start on doors and windows. What if you have doors and windows on hitches, you're not allowed to take them off in Shabbos? The same thing we said, windows, you're not allowed to take out in and out, even if they don't have hitches, if they just go inside a mesila. But go back to the doors and windows. You're not allowed to take them off, even if they have a beis achiza. What if it's made to take off and on? For example, when I was young and I was learning Shmir Shabbos Kiel Chosa, they came to ask for a shul. They had windows and they wanted every Shabbos to take on and off. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. The Binyan HaShabbos from Rav Hanan Kohen wants to be matir if it's darker bekach boifin kavua. He's medamed to the nagor of the chaloin and shin yud gimel that you're allowed to. He brings down a chazanish. Chazanish says, Simen Memvov Sifkot Gimel, Deles chaloin, shenoyel balayla lishmiro v'shomto baboiker, shori linol bo. And near the Deles Asi Chaloin Shel Zchuchis that they do double ones for summer and they take it off. Hidkim Yisacham Olin Bo Chaloin Balaylo and to take it by day off, you're allowed to. But if it's not tied on, maybe you're not allowed to. But it's Mashal, if something is Kavua, you're allowed to. And this is what he wants to say. It's a big Chiddush, a big Chiddush. The Ruch HaShabbos says for sure it's also. No, Ruch HaShabbos says for sure it's also. I think the Primogodim is mashma like this. And see if Kotten Yud, what the Mishabur brings down, Haino Shein Machzor HaKisi Batzir. For the Domino Siv Tes, Achzor HaDeles Latzir, the Osem Tochu Batzir. For Afilu Beis Achizu Lemeani, the Boine Veseisu Mameshu. It was a big machleikas. They have these towels and a lot of shuls and big schools that they screw them to the side, they have like a piece of metal, and they screw the metal to the side, and they change the towel, they have to open the screw. The Binyan Shabbos brings, the Binyan Shabbos wants to be matir, and I think I remember Shom Zalman was matir such a thing called Teire. The Ruch HaShabbos says, for sure it's also. But the Yashin holds, for sure it's also. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. Here, the Mishabuz Mashma is also in every way. The Mishabuz says, even by a guy, it's also. Shechanoch HaRav later, and Shinjit Gimitz of Yudzayin, says that Ein Limchiz Ve'Elem Akilim to tell a guy. The Moshul, when it's on Shabbos, it's very hot to take off the window. Shabur here is Machmer. You have to know maybe if it's made to take off, maybe B'chai Gavna you could mitzarev the kula. Seif Yud. Kisui boir vedus. A cover of a pit and a dus. You have today the minerals, the all the dirt goes down from the bathrooms. Ein itolim elem ki yesh lehem beis achiza. Those muchach shu kli. But v'shel kelim, afilu hem mechuborim betit yecholim litlam afilu ein lehem beis achiza. But the Ushe Tikma Vasa be Maisa Vichinum Lekach, Shinishtamish and Boydioim, the Kisri Chavio is a Kvuris Bekarka, barriers that are connected to the floor, Sri Besachizu, they're like a boy. Shabuim says, Kisri Boyer Vedus, Shabur Sif Kot Memalef. Boyer Bechafiro Vedus Babinia. Vugam can be Tikha Karka, Elo Shalemalek Tasgolui. Ain't it only? Ain't Ach Shetikma Vasa be Maisa Mirchia Shemil Chazis. Why? The cave and kisui karkoes, ave keboine, im chaso iso, kesoiser, im noite la kisui. Mashenkin, she isn't be siada, lechois boem, but it has a handle, muradu, cleave, le mishka, vadure of it, vle ave keboine, vesoiser. Here is the question. The Mishnebura is learning the passage, Sharatzin explains, that it's the rabbonon nire keboine, but it's not really boine, it's only munach. It's not like Seif Tes that has a achize that it's connected. It's only munach. And Beis Achize, it's not munach. Some learn different. That when out Beis Achize, it's made to be there, it becomes a part of the street. If it has a Beis Achize, it doesn't become a part of the street. We have the same shaila today in the kitchen. People have in their house little covers that the water goes down, they drain the water. So if the Shmir Shabbos says it doesn't have a Beis Achize, it's also. If it has a Beis Achize, it's Mutu. The Binyan Shabbos wants to bring down that if people do it often, open, close all the time, you don't need a Beis Achize, like a Pekak Shebechaloin. See if Shin Yud Gimel, but it's a big Chidush. It's a big Chidush. Another question is, Shmir Zaman here says that you have to have a Beis Achize. He claims that if you have the ledges sticking out, it's like a Beis Achize. I don't think so. But again, he says you don't need a Beis Achize if it's Oymed back and forth to do it. If it's Oymed back and forth, I'm not so sure. Then the same question was, when the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, they had a Shaila. A person had they have on top of the roof big barrels of water. He wanted to take off the cover in Shabbos. So Shmir Shabbos Kirchoso Perik Chof Gimel Sif Mem Mechal Amayim, the water Shadalko Iveres Aspokas Amayim Labinyan, the big tanks, and it has on top of it like a cover that has Sfosayim Boltos. He says you're allowed to. Same thing is really in restrooms, top of the bathroom, top of the toilet, they have like a box with water, has like a cover sticking out a little bit. So Shazaman says, if it's made to cover and it's sticking out, and it's nika that it's a mikseh, you're allowed to open it in Shabbos, even if it's kavua l'karka. So the Megillah Sefer asked the kasha, the Magen Avraham says, that if it's not oymet to open kaka chalon, you're not allowed to open it very often. So Shazaman Erbach answers, that here that it's nika that it's oymet to close and open, it's mutter, because it has the ledges. And he added more from that, and it's a keli, and we see that it's separate. So in the bathroom, the shaila is if you're allowed to really open that cover and close it. If you're allowed to open and close it. If it's oymet to open and close the whole time. If it's not, if you're allowed to. It's nikar, it's a keli. If you're allowed to open and close it, it's nikar, it's a keli. It's a keli. It's a sign both. It's nikar, there's not botel. So the karka is just to open and to close. Some have nicer ones, like made from China, and the covers from China. I don't know exactly the halacha. You're allowed to open and close in the Shabbos. But I'm going to go. The Mashikosa Mechaber, Einu Nitolim, the cover of the Boyer, Hainu the Asurim, Afilu Betiltul Be'alme, Afilu Nisparku Kvar Me'erev Shabbos Min HaBoyer, the Mukta. כל שכן דה אוסו לדלו מן הבויר והטעם דקייבן הם עומדים מוכלים לכיסק הכויס אלה מן המוכל נתר לו אף שטרס כלי עליהם מחוברים בתית רוצה לומר שהכלי מחובר לקרקע בתית מלמטה ועד הבעל מחובר לקרקע וכקרקע וכקייבן הכיסי אינו מחובר בציר להכלי again it's not really connected והכלי מגולה מלמעלה לא ימחזיק הבויני everything is the rabbono מה שאין כן this is the primigoni that we said before that it's מחובר בציר it's really בויני מה שאין כן בכיסי חביר זה קבורס בקרקע כאיבד הם תמונס כולם בקרקע גוזר רבונו אותו כיסי בירס ודס but the barrels that are inside the floor and they're connected חזל וגויזר אותו כיסי בירס even though we said that כיסי בירס is also the רבונו maybe it's one big זירה והוא שיתקנם קוי על כל כיסי הכלים ויחינם לכך היינו שיחינם לחסס הכלי he prepared the cover the כלי והוא הבין אם לא יעשה בהם מה יעשה כלל רק שאיכדי מערב שבס לכיסי גם כן סגי. ובכל זו אוסר שמוקצה וכמון בסעיף חוף גבי חריאס. ופפירת בפו שבס מלס נעת קורדה מוקצה.